Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Van Halen, bringing us back. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we've got our good buddy Steve Strauss back with us. Steve is a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of the Small Business Bible, among other books. And he's one of the world's top experts on small business. Of course, he and I are actually the two small business experts on the planet, maybe in the galaxy. And he's our good friend Steve Strauss. Welcome back to the show.
In the galaxy, I like that.
How about that?
Great to be here, Jim.
Yeah, it's just you and me, right?
That's it. We've got very little competition for what we do.
That's the story we're sticking to, folks. Hey, Steve, we got this recession going on. They tell me
it's a bad time for business, for some businesses, don't you think?
It's a challenging time for everybody, and you know, I've used the R word, you know, in the last few months because, you know, it's obvious that we clearly are in a recession, but my preference is to say this thing that we're in right now, because it affects different people different ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the good news is there's also opportunities out there. Customer loyalty isn't quite as strong as it was, right, because people are looking for a bargain and they're looking for extra value, and that means they're looking around. So, yes, you may lose some customers. I may lose some customers, but it also means that there's other customers to be had. You know, if you ask them what they want, then give them what they want.
Yep.
Boy, I think the opportunity to actually build your business right now is available.
One of the things I've been saying, Steve, for several months now, I've been trying to remind everybody, including myself. You know, you and I have to drink our own Kool-Aid here, Steve. But I've been reminding my audience that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is there's all sorts of ways to get people to find out about your business, right? I mean, you have to let them know that you're out there. Did you know, I'm sure I've told you, we've talked about this before, I think, but more than half of all small businesses don't even have a website.
I saw that statistic about 6 months ago, and I thought we'd gotten over that. I couldn't believe that was still the number, that over half still doesn't have a website, and it boggles my mind.
Yeah, it's surprising, and I understand, you know, there's a couple pain points for small businesses when it comes to new technology. They think it's going to cost too much, or they think it's going to take too much time, that kind of thing. But, boy, a website is as basic as it gets. I mean, I think you're the one who calls it the business card of the 21st century. I've heard someone say that, maybe
yep.
You. But that's true, right? And I mean, I recently, my wife called me up and said, hey, let's bring home some food from this little restaurant for dinner. So I hadn't been to this restaurant for a while, and I hopped online to figure out what they offered, and I couldn't find out what they offered because they didn't even have a website.
Right, and you didn't want to buy from them online. You just wanted to shop with them online, see what their menu was.
I just wanted to see what their menu was, right? I just wanted to get some information about that business. And so I'm sure that little restaurant thought, well, what do we need a website for? We're a little corner restaurant. But look, even a little restaurant like that needs a website. So, because that's how people get information about business
right
now. It's easy. Anyone can do it. I know, you know, my friends over at Microsoft Office Live, they offer websites for free. Right? You can go on to...
That's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap, Steve.
And okay, especially in this time of no recession. Boy,
that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
it's going to be a nice website. It's not going to be one of those websites that looks like, you know, your teenage daughter created it for you, you know, where the first page...
No offense to teenage daughters, right, Steve?
I only have two of those. They're on my mind a little bit. But, you know, it'll be a really nice, elegant, powerful website. And then all of a sudden, you're in the game because online, right, the playing field is even.
Right.
So if you want to compete in this economy, you have to have a robust, you know, powerful web presence, I think.
Well, there's no question about it. And you know, the other thing you're talking about as far as having a website, you know, never mind that you were at the office and you typed it into your computer. What if you were many people would be driving home and the wife calls and says, would you bring something from this restaurant? And you say, okay, and you hang up from her and you go online with your handset. And, you know,
right.
And obviously not driving. You put over to the side of the road, Steve. I know you would before you typed into the headset. But my point is that we've done this. We've been in New York City looking for a particular place. We just whipped out our walking down the street, whipped out our BlackBerries, and went online right there on our phones and found the address and went to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's just how people are going, whether it's using search to find a site instead of going to the yellow pages or just learning about a business or even shopping for the business. I mean, let alone, you know, having people find out about you. Boy, if you really want to do it in a big way, you can offer your services, you can offer your products. I mean, never before in the history of the planet has a small business been able to sell to outside their little area, right?
Right.
I grew up in Southern California. My dad sold carpet in Southern California, which is great because it was a big market. But God bless him, if he was around today and he could sell his carpet to the planet, he'd be in hog heaven. And this has never been available to any small business before, this chance to, you know, sell to outside your little area.
You know, one thing,
affordably.
And another thing, and I think this is a really important point. My friend Anita Rosen, who's an online expert and a pioneer, defines all this way. She says that the big umbrella is called e-business. And underneath that umbrella, you've got e-commerce, which is where people can give you their money. You've got e-shopping, which is where they just go and find out what you got to see if they even want to come to see you or not. And then you've got something that's called e-customer service, which is like finding the address, getting the phone number, maybe even being able to check on your order or something like that on your own. But today, people are doing these things 24/7, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's also e-friends, right? If you want to get people to this nice website that you have, well, I suggest to people you got to learn about and do some social networking, right? Get out there
right.
And start Twittering, you know, get on Facebook.
You know, Steve, I'm so much cooler online.
That can't be possible, Jim.
That's right. And see, that's the thing about I like about being online, like on Twitter. You know, I'm on Twitter. I think you're on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. I love my e-friends. 20 after. We're going to be right back with Steve Strauss. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I think that's Little Anthony there, the great singer. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can see a sample newsletter right there on the newsletter page. You can also check out my blog, which we update all the time. You can check out my knowledge base right off the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my AskJim.biz knowledge base. And thousands of articles, thousands of archives that have been produced who have helped me produce those, our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Steve Strauss, who's with us right now. Steve, tell us how we can contact you, please.
Oh, sure. Excuse me. You can go to my website, which is MrAllBiz.com, MrAllBiz.
They can find your books there, too, can't they?
They can get the Small Business Bible. Of course, Amazon and other online sources, your local bookstore, if they don't have it, they'd
right.
be happy to order it for you. The second edition just came out a couple months ago. And
all right.
We added a bunch of chapters about all these things we've just been talking about, you know, going online, growing your business online, that kind of thing.
You know, I don't think I have my new autographed copy of your book, Steve.
Oh, we will have to get
one. You'll have to remedy that. Hey, Steve, you know, one of the things you mentioned a minute ago, we were talking, folks, about how to get your business make sure you're competitive in 2009 and get ready for 2010. And one of the best ways, obviously, is to try to either start or grow and strengthen your online strategy. And we talk about this all the time on the show. It's such an important thing to have. You know, a lot of people who are traditional businesses, Steve, you talked about the restaurant in the previous segment, they have a hard time sometimes migrating to the and adopting the online presence because they think, they have it in their head, that it's either or. And what they need to understand is it's not either or, it's both and. The online strategy is not another world, it's another dynamic tool for you, isn't it?
Exactly. The key to success, you know, in any business, but especially right now, I think one of the main ones is having multiple profit centers.
Yeah.
Right? That you don't just have one way of bringing in the dollar, but that you have numerous ways of bringing in the dollar. Thereby, you know, when one part of your business is down, the other part of your business is up. And having an online presence is just another way to create another profit center. I think one of the things that scares people or makes them nervous is they don't really know how they're going to get people to this nice website they created. But we are in the era of web 2.0, and you have to do things like, as you mentioned, have a blog, maybe some viral videos. It's always not hard to do. Nobody wants a professional video. They just want to see, you know, some video on your website. It's quite easy thing to do. Do some search engine optimization, pay-per-click. I know Microsoft has something called Ad Center, where you can just go and get people to pay per click and you know, hop on over to your site.
Now those don't cost a lot of money. Some of them don't, but some of them can be expensive. You have to check that. Make sure that you're keeping up with how much all that's going to cost you. But it's just another way of reaching people who you might not have reached otherwise. It's a whole new world. There's a whole new world of prospects out there, folks. That you know, it's amazing. It's really fun to me, Steve, to see people get online, and when they start talking about where the new business comes from, people who they never would have found otherwise.
Right, because people have different habits. Some people read the newspaper still. Right? Some people are clicking. Some people are watching TV. Now, one of the most amazing statistics I've seen recently is that people are spending as much time online now as they are watching television.
And you know what?
I think online as they do watching TV.
I think one of the reasons, three reasons, Steve. One reason is because TV isn't very good anymore. The other thing is we're getting more influence now. More of these numbers that we're seeing are coming from the younger generations, and they're more likely to spend time online than they are to read a newspaper or watch television. Now, of course, Steve, they all listen to radio. We know that, but otherwise, these kids are using the online, and you know, we call them kids, but Steve, these kids are now in their 20s and 30s.
That's right. Especially the Generation X, Generation Y. You know, where they get their information is from online sources. That's their primary trusted source of information.
It's where they get their news. It's where they get their news. It's where they get a lot of their entertainment. And folks, if you're not there, I'm going to take a shot here, Steve, and say that at least half of the U.S. population is under 35 years old.
Oh, I think that's accurate.
And think about that. Half of America is if you're not online, you're missing half of America. How about that for a shocking statistic?
Well, it's amazing, and you know, we hear so much every day now about how the newspapers are in so much trouble. Fortunately, I'm an online columnist, right? I write my USA Today column for USAToday.com. But newspapers, physically everywhere, are in danger, and they're in danger because of the online revolution.
Right. That's right.
And it's making a difference in how people get their information. So all you have to do is be there as well. You have to go online. You have to get your website. You know, go to Office Live, go to wherever it is, get your website, make sure it's a nice one, because the great thing about online is you can look every bit as big as a big, huge business and be running it out of your spare bedroom, right?
Is that Office, Steve, is that OfficeLive.com? Is that, how is that?
It's smallbusiness.officelive.com.
Smallbusiness.officelive.com. That's a Microsoft site, right?
That's a Microsoft site.
Exactly. A lot of good stuff
and
there.
And I love it because anyone can go there. In fact, my brother's doing some work for somebody, and they need to get a website. I said, hey, go to their site. And a couple hours later, my brother created a great, beautiful site for this guy. So,
hey, Steve,
how about
thanks
that?
For...
My brother's not a web designer. He's just a guy.
Got to wrap it up, Steve. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always love being on your show, Jim.
See you next time. Steve Strauss, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.